Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in San Diego. Melissa, and it's Wednesday, December 18th. You'll be interested to know, 159 years ago, today in 1865, the 13th Amendment to the Constitution, which officially abolished slavery in the United States, entered into force. This monumental change, proclaimed by the United States Secretary of State, marked a significant turning point in American history, ensuring freedom for millions of individuals. So now you know. And now, it's time for the Surf Report. Expect shoulder to head high swell on Wednesday morning, with glassy conditions and light offshore winds shifting to semi-choppy in the afternoon. On Thursday, expect chest to shoulder high swell with similar morning conditions, transitioning to semi-bumpy in the afternoon. On Friday, expect chest to shoulder high swell with glassy mornings and semi-bumpy afternoons. Wednesday at Tourmaline and South San Diego. It's looking clean at 4 to 6 feet until 1. After that, it turns fair to clean as size comes down a little for sunset. Best time to ride is at 7 a.m. with a 4-foot incoming mid-tide when the southeast swell is 4 feet at 15 seconds and the offshore wind is 3 mile per hour. The first high tide Wednesday will be 6 foot at 10:15 a.m. with a minus a half foot low tide at 5:45. The nearshore buoy at Scripps in La Jolla reads 57 degrees for the water temperature. This morning it's sunny and feels like 55 degrees with no wind. The sunset will take place at 4:45 and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:46. It looks like we're in for a sunny Wednesday with a high near 76 and a light south wind. Tonight, expect mostly clear skies with a low around 52 and a gentle breeze. Looking ahead in the weather, expect mostly sunny skies on Thursday and Friday with highs near 71 and 70 respectively. Nights will be partly cloudy with lows in the low 50s. Saturday remains mostly sunny with a high near 67, while Sunday will be partly sunny with a high near 66. Nights will be mostly cloudy with lows around 50. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, San Diegans can drink their tap water, yet many still opt for vended water, often paying more. At Aqua Bar in Escondido, customers fill 5-gallon jugs, with water vending machines proliferating in lower-income areas, where demand for vended water is notably high. Research shows that distrust in tap water quality, fueled by poor municipal services and concerns about plumbing, drives this preference. Vended water costs 30 to 50 cents per gallon, a significant markup compared to the penny or two for tap water. Taste and aesthetics play crucial roles in consumer choices, prompting a reevaluation of water quality standards. Now on to sports. The New York Yankees and Chicago Cubs completed a significant trade on Tuesday, acquiring former National League Most Valuable Player, Cody Bellinger. The Yankees received Bellinger along with $5 million to support his contract, while veteran right-hander Cody Poteet heads to Chicago. The Yankees earned an A grade for their strategic pivot, hoping Bellinger can provide defensive stability and offensive power, potentially hitting 25 to 30 home runs. The Cubs, aiming to save over $27 million, received a B grade with the potential for future moves to enhance their roster. In local sports, last night, the Kings fought hard but fell to the Penguins 3-2 in overtime in Pittsburgh. Adrian Kempe struck early, but Rickard Rakell's decisive goal sealed the win for the Penguins. The Kings now stand at 18-9-4 for the season. Thursday night, the Lakers face off against the Sacramento Kings on the road. Tomorrow night, the Kings take on the Flyers in Philadelphia. In top news, recent theories linking missing radioactive material in New Jersey to mysterious drone sightings have been disproven by the Department of Energy and other officials. The speculation arose after the U.S. Nuclear Regulatory Commission issued an alert on December 5th about medical equipment lost in transit. Mayor Michael Melham suggested a connection, but it was revealed that the shipment arrived damaged and empty. The radioactive material, germanium-68, was found and properly disposed of after being temporarily misplaced by FedEx. Additionally, the National Nuclear Security Administration confirmed that drones are not used for nuclear detection missions in the area. In business news, Bumble Incorporated is facing another investor lawsuit, alleging that the company's officers and board made false statements regarding revenue growth from new features in their dating app. The lawsuit, filed by a shareholder in the United States District Court for the Western District of Texas, claims these misleading statements led to the purchase of stock at artificially inflated prices. Following disappointing financial results reported on February 27, 2024, Bumble's stock dropped significantly. The case adds to at least two other lawsuits from investors in the past 3 months. Bumble has not commented on the lawsuit. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is just under $104,000. Ethereum is just over $3,800. And Goatsy's Maximus is down to 64 cents. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates. With several locations in the San Diego area, Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. Digital license plates offered by Reviver are now legal in several states, but they pose significant risks. A security researcher has demonstrated that these plates can be jailbroken to alter license numbers, allowing users to evade tolls and traffic tickets. By physically tampering with the plate, hackers can install custom firmware, enabling instant changes via a smartphone app. This vulnerability is rooted in the hardware itself, meaning a software fix is impossible. As digital plates become more common, experts warn that relying solely on them for enforcement could lead to chaotic consequences. Entertainment news. The Sphere in Las Vegas is making history with a record-setting gross of $400 million, marking the highest year-end gross for any venue of any size in history. Topping Billboard's chart for venues with a capacity of 15,000 or more, the Sphere achieved a monumental gross of $420 million from 1.3 million tickets sold. U2's residency alone contributed significantly, bringing in $109 million from just 17 shows. With ongoing performances by the Eagles and other artists, The Sphere has attracted a total of $452 million from 83 reported shows, captivating 1.4 million fans. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the German composer and pianist, Ludwig van Beethoven. And he said, "Music should strike fire from the heart of man and bring tears from the eyes of woman." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in San Diego.